Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The winter holidays will soon be upon us, which means good people, good food, good times, and perhaps holiday traditions. For some, that includes getting a Christmas tree. Millions are purchased every year, but getting a tree today can be pretty pricey. A survey by the National Christmas Tree Association found that last year, the median price of a real tree was around $80. However, for people looking for a more affordable and environmentally friendly option, the U.S. Forest Service may have a solution. The agency recently opened its Christmas tree permit program, which allows many families and people to harvest their own tree in a number of national forests across the country, including several here in California. Here to talk more about the permit program and its benefits is Lisa Heron with Forest Service Lake Tahoe Basin Management Unit. Good morning, Lisa. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Vicki. Nice to see you as well.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about the history of the Christmas tree permit program. How did it get started?
Well, the popular program has been, it began over 20 years ago as a way to offer families a traditional holiday experience while improving forest health by removing small diameter ladder fuels. And a ladder fuel is vegetation that allows a wildfire to climb from the forest floor into the treetops.
So getting a holiday tree at a tree farm isn't cheap. I remember one time, I think it was like a year or two ago, I thought about getting a Christmas tree and then I saw how much it cost and I was like, oh, maybe not. Maybe I'll plan this out better next winter. Why and how are these permits so affordable? Because they're just about 10 bucks, right?
They are. Permits cost $10 each. We do have a limit of one per family or household, and we are able to offer this because it helps us to remove these small diameter trees from the forest.
Where do the permits apply to? Are they for all national forests or they're just a select few?
I'd say most national forests across the country do have a permit program. And in California, we do have we have about 18 national forests in California, and many of those forests do have permit cutting programs, just like the Lake Tahoe Basin.
Yeah. Okay. So you're in the Lake Tahoe Basin. If someone wants a permit, how do they go about getting one?
So for the Lake Tahoe Basin, we are selling our permits in person. So you do have to come to our office in South Lake Tahoe to purchase the permit, and our office is open 5 days a week from 8 to 4:30. And you just show up at our office and purchase the permit. We are asking people this year to bring cash only with them. We are having a little bit of trouble with one of our credit card systems. And so cash only will make it much easier.
When someone actually gets the permit, they pay in cash, especially this year is very important to pay in cash and go in person. They have the permit. Then what do they do? How do they go about selecting and cutting down a tree?
So when you go to our office to purchase the permit, we give you everything you need. So we'll give you a brochure that has all the rules and regulations that you must follow. And we'll also give you the maps where you can cut the tree. Now, one thing I did want to mention, Vicki, is that you need to cut the tree on the forest where you purchased the permit. The Lake Tahoe Basin is surrounded by three other national forests. The Humboldt-Toyabe is over on the east side of the basin. The Tahoe National Forest is to our northwest, and the El Dorado National Forest is to our southwest. So if you purchase a permit on one of those forests, you have to cut it there. If you purchase in the basin, then you cut it in the Lake Tahoe Basin. And we have three cutting areas this year. We have two that are located on the south shore, and we have one that's located on the west shore.
Why do you think it's so popular every year? I mean, I'm just imagining the scenery. It seems like it's a beautiful way to take a tree home.
Well, I think it's so popular, you know, not only because it's the price is $10, you know, that's pretty reasonable these days. You know, you did mention the high cost of trees at tree farms and, you know, other places. So it is a very great way to get a cheap tree. And I think it's really popular because it does provide that traditional holiday experience of getting out into your national forest. And, you know, selecting the tree, a lot of people make a family outing, you know, they bring hot chocolate and they bring all their kids. And it's just a really fun way to see what the forest has to offer. You know, get out there, select your tree, cut the tree, take it home and decorate it.
Yeah, what you're saving in dollars, you're paying in sweat equity, I would imagine. So if it's your first time going out there to get your own Christmas tree, do you have any tips or advice? Is it as hard as maybe someone like me thinks it could be?
You know, it's good to be prepared. You need to make sure that you bring something to transport the tree. A lot of people will bring like a tarp and some rope so that when you do get out there to cut the tree, you can lay it on the tarp and then drag it across the, you know, across the ground that will likely have some snow on it. So that makes it a little bit easier. And then you can drag it back to your car. And, you know, most people, a lot of people use their regular vehicles and they put it on top of their car to transport it. And so that way, if you have a tarp and some rope, you can cover it up and tie it down securely to your vehicle.
And in addition to just it being a winter, a holiday tradition and just, you know, you can decorate the tree, but actually cutting down these trees, it's actually good for the forest too, right?
It is. As I mentioned at the beginning, the trees that provide, you know, Christmas trees are mostly smaller diameter trees. When you go out to select your tree, you can choose a tree that's up to 6 inches in diameter at the base of the tree. And that's actually a really large tree. Most people probably go for a tree that's maybe around 4 inches. So you want to consider that when you select your tree, how big it is and how it's going to fit in your home. And by removing these small ladder fuels from the forest, it does help. When a wildfire moves through, we don't have all those ladder fuels that can, as I mentioned, that can carry the fire from the ground up into the treetops, which is really important because the way that wildfire can move through a forest, fire on the ground is typically good because it goes through and it kind of cleans up all the debris, you know, broken limbs and pine cones, pine needles, and other dry vegetation that's on the ground. So it kind of sweeps through and burns all that up, but it stays on the ground. Now, when we get fire that climbs up into the treetops, that's where we get concerned because the wind, you know, if there's a lot of wind, it can quickly move that fire from tree to tree. So it's really important to have a clear space on our forest floors, you know, that is free from this excess vegetation. And so the fire, like I said, if it stays on the ground, that's a good thing. And it's a lot easier for firefighters to get in and suppress the fire.
Yeah.
Once the fire climbs up into the treetops, then it can be very difficult to put that fire out.
The tree permits at the Lake Tahoe Basin, I mean, they already opened up at the beginning of this month, November 6th, is I would imagine permits are still available. How long do they last until? When do you have to get your tree?
Great question. So I just spoke with our front desk staff this morning. As you mentioned, our permits went on sale on November 6th. And as of this morning, we do have approximately 1,100 permits left. So we think, you know, with the pace of sales that we've been seeing, we think they're going to be plenty available. So there is no need to rush into the office and stand in a huge line, which we've seen in past years. We're trying to let everybody know that we think we have enough permits that they probably won't run out. And we will be selling those permits. Let's see, we sell them, you know, up until Christmas. I'm not sure what that date is, but, you know, you can still get one like the week before Christmas, or you should be able to, as long as we don't run out. And you may go out and cut the tree through the end of December. And the reason that we do that is there are some families, particularly military families, that may need to celebrate a delayed holiday.
I would imagine after Thanksgiving, things really ramp up for you in the Christmas tree permit department.
It does. You know, we typically begin selling our permits in November. We like to do it before Thanksgiving because we know people are ready to get out there and cut their tree. And so the time can vary, you know, depending on how soon we can pull everything together to be able to sell the permits. So this year we were able to start them on November 6th, which was great.
Lisa, thank you so much. It was great seeing you.
Great to see you too, Vicki. Thank you so much for helping us get the word out.
Lisa Heron is with the U.S. Forest Service's Lake Tahoe Basin Management Unit, and we've been talking about their Christmas tree permit program and its benefits to both holiday goers and the environment. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Claire Morgan and Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.